Hi, I'm Charlie, and this is Stereo Hysteria. This week, our topic is songs that prominently use the word maybe. Maybe is a word used to express a level of doubt about something that's possible, but not certain to happen. At times, using the word maybe can be the most honest response to a question with an unknown answer, but it runs the risk of being seen as a maddeningly noncommittal response. So, over the next hour, we'll hear a set of songs about events that could conceivably happen, but which are presently unconfirmed. We'll begin with Nicole Atkins and the lead-off track from her debut album, 2007's Neptune City, called Maybe Tonight.
I foresaw you like an old ghost story from my family tree that was handed down to me. I've known you like a siren song that the death of me. Like this.
you've grown. Maybe it's Tuesday, maybe it's damn near midnight, maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life. Maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life.
Rami and the Reliables, a Chicago-based group led by songwriter Rami Gabriel and featuring Scott Ligon, Casey McDonough, and Alex Hall, 3/5 of the Flat Five, with Maybe from their first album, 2016's Mr. Middle Ages. We also heard Blitz and Trapper with Maybe Baby, a song released as a Record Store Day single back in 2011, and the late great Justin Townes Earl with Maybe a Moment from his seventh album, 2017's Kids in the Street. We'll continue with The Grays and a track from their only album, 1994's Rochambeau, written and sung by our September 2016 Artist of the Month, Jason Faulkner, called Oh Well Maybe.
My heart is so wanna come over tonight, I'll go ahead and book you a flight. And if you wanna come over today, well, it's okay. If you wanna bring a bottle of wine, or if you wanna eat the grapes on the vine, if you wanna use a perfume spray, well, it's okay. It's okay, baby, it's okay. It's okay, baby, it's okay. Well, if you wanna just see how it goes, I've got the patience of a garden hose. Or if you wanna just wash it away, well, it's okay. It's okay, baby, it's okay. It's okay, baby, it's okay. And you know I don't mean it when I say all that stuff about it being all okay in regards to you just washing it away. And the line about the garden hose is just some stupid secret code for Sylvia. I'm begging you to stay. So cloudy and so simple and clear, like the whispers asleep in your ear. It's okay. And I worry that I'm running out of time. I gotta make my case and prove to you that I'm the perfect pair of eyes to see you when you say that it's okay. It's okay. Maybe it's okay. It's okay, baby, it's okay. Hey, it's okay, maybe it's okay. Oh yeah, it's okay, baby, it's
coming down with it.
Our May 2014 Artist of the Month, The Singles, with Maybe He's the One, from their fourth album, 2017's Sweet Tooth. Before that was The High Strung, with Maybe You're Coming Down With It, from their 2007 album, Get the Guests. And our November 2018 Artist of the Month, Anton Barbeau, with It's Okay Maybe, from his 2003 collaborative album with the Bevis Frond, called King of Missouri. Next up, we'll hear our Artists of the Month from this November, The Connells, with the lead-off track from their sixth album, 1996's Weird Food and Devastation, simply titled Maybe.
Gonna plan my deliverance, gonna plan it myself, gonna stand my delivery, look up on the shelf, gonna turn to the only thing. And maybe, just maybe, it won't turn away. Gonna hold out something else,
for the sun to block itself out. I have been told that it won't happen for a while. I feel sensitive and old, and I am 10. No, I am 24. I don't know what I'd do it for. I wish I could write something to convince you not to go, but I don't know anyone or anything to do the right thing when they're alone. Except it feels like I've been trying to be better since I.
With Maybe I'll Wait, from their 2019 album, Pity Boy, preceded by The Smoking Popes, with Maybe I'll Stay, a song written by our August Artist of the Month, Josh Caterer, from their fifth album, 2008's Stay Down. We'll continue with Jessica Leah Mayfield, and a track from her fourth album, 2017's Sorry Is Gone, called Maybe Whatever.
The shotgun's under the futon, this is not my idea of fun. I wish happiness on everyone I know. The human body's an amazing thing. Bruises heal and a man can change. Can we convince ourselves we're not what we need?
Thank you. difficult to forget. I may be your worst regret, or the best thing that hasn't happened to you yet. I may make you wonder what it's all about. There's only one way to find out. I may be your maybe girl, or I may be your girl. This may be the start.
Doesn't make me hot, maybe doesn't burn me up, maybe doesn't make me sigh, maybe makes me wonder why. Maybe I'm in love with you, maybe I could love him too. If you don't know what to say, maybe I will walk away. Yes, it's sweet and yes, my dear, yes, makes maybe disappear. Maybe doesn't turn me on, maybe's not filet mignon. If your answer's I don't know, maybe I will let you go. Yes, it's tender, yes, it's true, yes, says baby, I want you. Yes, I do. Yes, is smart, yes, makes me laugh, yes, says baby, be right back. Maybe isn't calm and cool, maybe better stay in school. If you don't know what to do, maybe it's goodbye to you. Yes, it's funny, yes, it's rich, yes, says baby, make a wish or two.
Eleni Mandel with Maybe Yes, a highlight from her ninth album, 2014's Let's Fly a Kite. We also heard Dr. Eckelberg's Spectacles with Maybe Girl, a track written under the guise of a fictional band from Mick Cochran's 2012 young adult novel Fitz by our February 2013 Artist of the Month Hussalonia, and Alessi's Ark, a British singer and songwriter, with Maybe I Know, a cover of a song originally recorded by Leslie Gore from her second album, 2011's Time Travel. We'll continue with Yellowbirds, the solo project of Brooklyn-based songwriter Sam Cohen, with a track from their second album, 2013's Songs from the Vanished Frontier, called Mean Maybe.
Once in all my life I've been so certain that I'm leaving
She told me she loved me with words as soft as morning rain. But the light that fell upon me turned to shadow when he came. Maybe after he's gone, she'll come back, love me again. Maybe after he's gone, she'll come back, want me again. I remember joy and pain, her smile, her tears are part of me. I feel I'll never breathe again. I feel life's gone from me. Maybe after he's gone, she'll come back, love me again. Maybe after he's gone, she'll come back, love me again. All the days and all the nights are time.
McCartney with a version of Buddy Holly's Maybe Baby, recorded with Jeff Lynne in 2000 for the soundtrack of a romantic comedy of the same name. We also heard The Explorers Club with a version of The Zombies' Maybe After He's Gone from an album of covers they released last year called To Sing and Be Born Again. We'll continue with Cat Popper, a bassist who's recently played with Norah Jones, Willie Nelson, and Jack White, with a song she wrote and recorded over lockdown and released as a single last year called Maybe It's All Right.
Lately, I might not mind if I slow down and I lose
guess I just get tired of waiting to feel alright. Maybe that's alright. I got a whiplash fascination with a thousand ways to let you down. I sit here poking at my bruises. Maybe that's alright. Maybe it's alright.
It's all right. It's all right. holidays in lonely haunts at closing time in restaurants. I can't keep on pretending not to see. Yeah, I'm starting to suspect, though I hope I'm incorrect, that maybe I'm the only one for me. Holding hands, starlit walks, making plans, silly talk.
Purple Mountains, a project helmed by the late, great David Berman, with Maybe I'm the Only One for Me, from their sole eponymous album, released in 2019. We also heard Buck Meek, a guitarist who is a member of the band Big Thief, with a track simply titled Maybe, from his debut solo album, released in 2018. And that's all the time we have for our salute to Maybe songs. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next time, when we'll be wishing you a happy holidays with a set of seasonal music from friends of the podcast. This is Charlie, signing off.